It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Connecticut lawmakers getting busy right away, returning to work after a short 13-week session of the General Assembly yesterday. On the opening day, the governor will be recommending changes to the second year of the two-year $43.4 million budget he signed last year. He'll also be laying out the legislative priorities to a joint session of the House and Senate. The adopted budget for the upcoming 2021 fiscal year, which starts July 1st, is $22.1 billion. First Selectman Curtis Rand said Monday at the Board of Selectmen's meeting in Salisbury the town will not meet the April deadline to apply for a State Department of Housing grant to help purchase the former China Inn property on Main Street in Lakeville. The building's been vacant for years and is in a deteriorated state. It's been a topic of discussion by the Board of Selectmen as well as concerned citizens. Rand said if the town were to receive a grant for the property, it could only be used for affordable housing. He said the Department of Housing representative told him to send the pre-plans the town develops. Rand said the door is open if others have ideas to buy the restaurant. Massachusetts voters who can't get to their local polling location for the upcoming presidential primaries can now pick up absentee ballots. Voters who will be out of town on March 3rd or who have a disability or religious belief which prevents them from voting at their polling place are eligible to vote by absentee ballot. Those who need a ballot mailed to them may send an absentee ballot application to their city or town hall. Family members may also complete the application on a voter's behalf. Ballots must be delivered to the local election office by the close of polls on March 3rd in order to be counted. Voters who are able to visit their city or town hall during regular business hours may complete their absentee ballot in person in their local election office. By the way, early voting will also be available February 24th to 28th for all voters. Town of Ankrum Planning Board has a public hearing at 7 o'clock at Ankrum Town Hall. In Sharon the Hotchkiss Library, Friday films at 5. This Friday, February 7th at 5 p.m., who is Jason Pollock? More information, HotchkissLibrary.org. Of course, this weekend, it's Jump Fest, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association 92nd Annual Jump Fest, a three-day celebration and competition of the best ski jumpers in the eastern United States. It's all centered around Saintree Hill in Salisbury. Friday at 7 o'clock, Friday night lights, target jumping under the lights, and then the human dog sled race. Of course, on Saturday, there's practice from 11 to noon, the competition at 1. And Saturday night at the White Hart, it is the fundraising snowball from 8 until midnight. And then on Sunday, it's back to jumping with practices 11 to noon at Saintree Hill. Competition begins at 1 o'clock, the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The Ankrum Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee will hold its next quarterly meeting on Saturday. That comes up at 10 o'clock. Berkshire Bach Society presents acclaimed organist Renee Ann Luprent in a recital of music. That is coming up this weekend on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Housatonic. Cabin Fever Chicken Barbecue put on by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday. Servings from 4 till 7, $12 for adults, $6 for children under 10. Children under 5, free when accompanied by adults. Half a baked chicken, baked beans, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw rolls, and dessert. All-you-can-eat takeouts are available. A Beat the Winter Blues Dance being held by the VFW 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York, on Saturday from 7 to 11. Music by Way Behind the Sun, country music. The Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is happening Sunday beginning at 7 o'clock. Much more than pancakes, a full buffet breakfast. It all goes to support the Sharon Fire Department. It's held at the fire department from 7 to 10:30. The Stockbridge Grange is serving up a public stuffed breast of chicken dinner family style in the hall at 51 Church Street on Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m. Cost is $12 for adults. Youngsters 12 and under dine for half price. Children under 6 eat for free. Bidwell House Museum is presenting an off-season history talk replay program on Sunday. Focusing on events that led to Shay's Rebellion, the program begins at 1 p.m. Berkshire International Film Festival presents their third annual environmental film focus series. Bard College at Simon's Rock, Daniel Arts Center at Alfred Road in Great Barrington, beginning at 3, followed by a question and answer session. Avereth of Southern Berkshire, Route 23 in Great Barrington, presenting a free screening of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, Sunday at 4 p.m. And in Kent, the town GOP has their Lincoln's birthday event celebrated by the Kent Republican Town Committee at the Bulls Bridge Inn. Republican Town Committee Chairman Scott Harvey invites local area residents to join in their festivities, starting at 6 with hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, followed by dinner at 7. There's various choices for meals. State Senator Craig Miner, Litchfield of the 30th District, will speak, as well as Republican State Central Committee members John Morris and Ginny Landrebay. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the day at 29,290.92, the NASDAQ at 9508.68, and the S&P 500 at 3334.72. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.